You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with Steve Gilbert, who covers the D-backs for MLB.com and who just got back from a wonderful weekend in Cooperstown. Steve, let's start with that. Let's just talk about Randy Johnson, how cool the whole thing was. He seemed to be really enjoying it. What did you take away from everything?
Well, Allison, I think it was just neat to see kind of the transformation that Randy's been under since retirement, how he's relaxed a lot more. He seemed genuinely touched by the people that came, whether it was a Little League teammate of his, whether it was the Wounded Warrior veterans that he brought with him, or, you know, his high school coach, all the different people that he brought with him. It just seemed like he was a man at peace this weekend and seemed to really enjoy the whole atmosphere. And I think, you know, his speech was light on humor and heavy on meaning. And, you know, maybe that shouldn't have surprised me as much as it did, you know, given the way he is as a person. But, you know, he had some things he wanted to get across. He wanted to, you know, thank the troops, and he wanted to acknowledge an Ohio State University left-handed pitcher who's in the final stages of a battle with leukemia. And I just thought overall it was, he did a nice job of handling things this weekend.
Yeah, he even said in his speech that he's an emotional person and this has been an emotional experience for him. I don't think anybody was really prepared for that because he sort of came off like maybe he was nervous, but I think it was more that he was overcome than anything.
Yeah, I think so. And I think he was again, as he was on the mound, extremely focused, and he felt like he had some things he wanted to get across in the speech, and I think he was so focused on doing that may have given the impression that he was very serious during it. I think, you know, when it started and DiGio was giving his speech first, Randy was taking pictures and you could see he was enjoying himself. And then I think when Smoltz got up there to talk, I think you could kind of see in Randy that he was thinking, oh, man, I'm next. And it seemed like his facial expression kind of changed from, you know, lightheartedness to trying to get focused for what I'm sure is not, you know, not easy for any of these guys to get up and speak. I mean, there was 45,000 people plus however many on TV plus, you know, the greatest living baseball player sitting behind them. So I'm sure there were a lot of nerves for all the guys.
So just that was my first time at Cooperstown, and I'm trying to put it into words just what the whole place is like, the area that we were in. And it's kind of hard to explain it. It's like the most perfect village that you would ever want to land in, and it's just baseball utopia everywhere you look. How did you feel just walking the streets and sort of looking around? Did you get it? What was your impression of everything?
You know, it's interesting because I had been to Cooperstown several times before, but never for an induction. And so the times I had been there, it was kind of a sleepy little town. And, you know, there were some people there and there were some, you know, obviously some people going through the Hall of Fame, but nothing like what this weekend was like. It was, and getting in there on Thursday, there were some people downtown, but then you could just kind of start to see it build and build. And, it was just a kind of surreal when you walk down the street and there's Lou Piniella and Frank Robinson sitting on one corner signing autographs. And there's John Rocker on the other corner signing autographs.
Totally.
You know, and it's just this, and it's literally these guys are just sitting out there, you know, Juan Marichal is sitting out there signing autographs. Luis Tiant is signing autographs. And it's just like you walk down the street and it's, if you, you know, love the game and if you love the history of the game, I mean, these are people that some of us didn't get a chance to see play, but had seen, you know, on TV or on video and whatnot. So it's kind of a surreal thing when for induction weekend. It was definitely far different than being there at any other time.
Yeah, it was an overwhelming experience. I loved it. I hope to get back there.
And
like
I got to say,
ceremony.
Yeah, the passion of the fans, too, that showed up, especially, you know, Houston fans certainly stood out over the weekend with how many people they brought. And it just was, it was neat to see how the fans of the individual players or the individual teams, how proud they were to be in Cooperstown. And you can see why it's a big deal when a player chooses to wear a particular hat into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was amazing. I guess we need to talk a little bit about the current D-backs, because that's what we do every week, Steve. So, look, and your team appears to have a 4-game winning streak as of this recording. So what is going right for these guys?
Well, the starting pitching has settled back down. You know, they go through these stretches, and the other nice stretch that they had last month was when their starting pitching got on a roll. The hitting has been a little hit and miss, no pun intended, but the pitching has been so good that it's kind of carried them during the streak. And so that's kind of the way it's been for them this year. They seem to be on the verge of, you know, falling. When I say out of it, I mean like away from the 500 mark. They get on a little roll like this and pull themselves to within a few games of 500, and gives people hope again that maybe they can have a break even season or maybe a little better.
So I was reading the very limited amount of information that there is about like the trade deadline and how it kind of associates with the Diamondbacks, and obviously it's probably going to be pretty quiet for them. You threw a couple of names out there. Dave Stewart was talking about how he was sort of fiddling around with these names, but also you made it clear that there's probably nothing going to be happening. So, I know we talked about it last week a little bit, but they would be looking for something along the Rangers. What the Rangers are looking for, like long term, like a Cole Hamels would be attractive because it would be for the next 4 years and not just this year. Obviously, it's not going to be for making a push to the playoffs this year. Is that sort of what they're looking at?
It seems like it. In talking with Dave yesterday, when he told me that, you know, they kicked the tires on Cole Hamels. They just thought the asking price was too high for them. Not necessarily that the Phillies were asking for too much, but it was just too much that the Diamondbacks were willing to pay at this point. But he was attractive to them for the reason you said, because he's not just for this year or not even just for next year. He goes beyond that. The name that surprised me was when there was a report about Aroldis Chapman, and I asked Dave about that, and he was pretty candid in saying, he'd be a guy that they would really like to have, and the price might not be as high as it is on Hamels. He's controlled for one more year. That would be next year. And it certainly sounded like that was intriguing to Dave. Now, if they stand by what they say about not wanting to part with too much young talent, I don't know that deal could get done. However, there was part of me that listening to him talk about Chapman, how much it sounded like he liked him. And so that just kind of perked my curiosity a little bit. So we'll have to see. I know they would certainly be open to trading some veterans that have contracts, but again, I don't know how many people are going to want to take those contracts on. So I'd say I don't expect them to do anything big, but this organization has surprised me many times over the last year or so. So I don't rule anything out at this point.
Okay, well, we will keep our eyes peeled. Thank you, Steve. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Allison. Look forward to it.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.